have told this. Rashi's told us who's coming. They're all going to come. We'll do about it. We'll just come. We'll talk about it. Oh. The Pasha's told us you have the famous story, the twins that are born age 7 in the coloring books. Yaakov and Esav are born. Yaakov and Esav, without a hair. And Yaakov, Yishtom, Yishav, Aholim. The Maisa, it's very, very interesting. Esav, to the Chazal, he wasn't Nikah yet, even though he wasn't actually, it didn't seem that he was we don't have any signs that he was Taka involved in Avodas Hashem, but it says it wasn't Nikah until he was 13. That was finally Nikah. But at that age of 13, at that time of year, 15, according to Sof Chazal, the Maisa, you have the famous story, he comes back from the Soda of Uoyev, comes back from this field, and he's tired, Rashi says, from Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayis, different Pshatim, and Yaakov is outside cooking lentils. But yours is Yaakov knows it. Yaakov's outside cooking lentils. And Esav comes back from the field of Uoyev. Vayoyim Esav al Yaakov halitaini nom in ha'odoim hazeh. Give me with the red stuff. This one. Ki Uoyev anoichi. I'm very tired. Al Kain Koreshmoy Edoim. The Chorat's a Pella. Halitaini Norm in Adoim Hadoim Hazeh. Al Kain Koreshmoy Edoim. If anything, we call him Edoim because he was born red. Like the Chazal said, he was born very red. Why is his name Edoim? Because he asked for soup. Edoim, give me from this Edoim. Therefore, they called him Edoim. There's no sound. What's trying to pause it? Okay, new name now. Red. We're calling you Red now. Because you asked for Red. So Yaakov says, Mikro Chayoi Mesbechayros Choli. Yaakov says, sell me today your Bechayri. So Rashi is all cheshbon because the avodah is b'bechoyris, and Rashi is there. As does he knew about his private activities behind the scenes. And saying Roy ain kedai. Omi have ain Rashi is there kedai she yikra. But the ma'isa obviously it's very shver the sugya. First of all, what was his havimina? What was Yaakov's havimina? That he's going to be able to sound the Bechayra. No, because you can say Kipshutoi, that, okay, so he saw that he was a Rasha, so he made he wanted the Bechayra, but the Bechayra meant the brothers. Yeah, Esav wasn't stupid. He says later on when the brothers were taken from him, he was Bocha, Bechir, Tzahaka, Gedoy, Lomori, he went wild. But Sveitin, the Mechir itself, the Mefarsh, what was the Mechir for? Okay, so I'll sell him the Mechir. $10 million, I'll pay you for the Bechir. How much was the Bechir ready? It's worth... He's selling his birthright. What does he sell it for? A bowl of soup. It's a pellet of the gazach. First of all, what was the havamina that he would be masking for the job? What was Yaakov's havamina? The first man said, how is it chal the mechira? The Chaim told the chayim, it's oino. Any mechira is oino. Chaim is home halach, because he was mamish, he was holding by a matzah of death. So the maizah said, v'shal dava. It could be when a person, what's the, maybe the answer, that's this kasha also, but the maizah, you have to say, what Yaakov mina was havamina, over here to sell the bowl, the lentils for a bowl of soup, the bechayri, that he Esav was going to be masking himself for a bowl of soup. And third, v'yoyim Esav, hinei on oichi hoylech lomus, Esav's taino hine on a hoichi hoylech lomus v'lomus zeli b'chayra. The chayra to pelad the gazar. When Rashi teaches pshat, he's going to be going to, he's going to death through the b'chayra. Eventually, he's going to have the b'chayra, and the b'chayra do the avoda. When you're drunk, you do the avoda zay. There's death involved. Okay, that's a drash the psukim. Aber der Meister darf verstehen, in der Ohren euch ich höre dich Lomus, für Lomus ist er liebe Chöre. So Chöre, es ist ein feeble Teiner, he's going Lomus. To sell the Bechöre, to sell us the ganze Bechöre, because in der Ohren euch Lomus. Mimon of Shach. So if he's going to die, if he's going to die, so, it's totally in the bowl of soup. That's the thing. He can't get a drink of water. If he'll die, if he'll die, so dies. So what's the pshat of lamas ali b'chayre? Oh, so the ma'isa, the ganze sugya from Esav and Yaakov is a shver sugya. But he said, "Be'etzem to understand the metzias of Esav." The mice we know, because I'll say that Yitzchak Avinu, Vayehav Yitzchak as Esav Kitzayit Befiv. There was an Ava from Esav. Yitzchak to Esav Kitzayit Befiv. Whatever the pshat was, he used to ask Shilas how to mice the salt, how to do this, how to do that. Whatever it was, there was a certain Yitzchak had a certain understanding that Esav had the koyach. And BMS is mavur that way. It's mavur that the Svarim speak about it, and Avada Esav's koyach was tremendous. Esav, BMS, the Svarim write about it, that Esav's koyach was BMS supposed to be the koyach that was going out b'chutz. There's a koyach b'fnim and a koyach b'chutz. The koyach of Torah, there's a koyach of supporting Torah, there's a koyach of mefarsim Torah, mefarsim to the world, mekar of the world, the koyach of Avraham Avinu, and avad we see that came to fruition eventually with the yisachas vulin lechayf yamim yisachar bo'elecha. The Be'emes, the Metzius, that Be'emes was supposed to be by Yaakov, Avinu, and Esav, ended up all by Yaakov. As we know, the Mefarshim was speaking about Arichos, that Yaakov took over with the Brachos, he took over the Avodah of Esav also. It's a different Shmuz. But the Maisa, the Yisoyva Sholdova, the Tavkin of Yaakov. The Tavkin of Yaakov was to be Yoshua Olim, to be Poisek, to be the one that's Melamed Torah L'Amo Yisrael in the Bote Medrash and Bote Knesiyos, and Esau's valid Kata Afkin was to be chutz at the koyach of Pirsum or at the koyach of Mitzvah. It says that the Chazal say that he had a his was born red. He was born with that red. And Rashi says that there was a siman that it was be a shofir domim. The Gemara in Shabbos already learned that a person has this sign of red. The Gemara says he should become, and it's a sign from shofir domim, he should become a moyel, a shoichet, about the channel those koiches in avodah. And be'emes avodah habechoyra is avodah of kabbonis, is avodah of shechti. The kohanim are busy all day. I feel einachanami zor sheshochat is okay, but be'ik avodah is bekohanim. They're busy all day with blood. That's what the kohanim is. That avodah is bechoyra avodah. So the mice, they're busy all day with blood. Avodah, the siman of shviras dom was nitan because he had the avodah habechoyra. That was his tafkid. That was his tafkid. But avodah in every yisoid in oilam hazeh, when everybody has certain bechinas and tchunas, those tchunas could even be the ra or the toif. The shaila is how we use them. Lemaisa, Yaakov Avinu offering him a bowl of lentils for the Bechoyer Rabbi Yisrael, and we said it needs beer. What was the Yisrael Rabbi Yisrael? How did he know it was going to work? And the Terence could be Rabbi Yisrael, a Yisrael Gadol Rabbi Yisrael. A Yisrael Gadol. Obviously, we understand and we know clearly that the tafkid in Olam Hazeh, the avoidance of Olam Hazeh, is a avoidah which pe'emes is an osid. It's for the next world, right? Mochel kabel schorom, hayoyim la'asoyis mochel kabel schorom, as the Rashi says, the Moses Erevi and Rashi in Sofer Eschonon, hayoyim la'asoyis mochel kabel schorom. The ikar tafkid is the osid. We're doing for the osid. We're building Olam Haba. The tafkid, the metzias of the mensch b'Olam Hazeh, is be'emes. He's a sojourner. He's a foreigner. He's mois b'Olam Hazeh, as Mishnah Shem says, because that's his metzias in the Shom Hakdoisha. And the yisoid of the neshama is the future. Is the re'iya la'asid. The problem, and that's Yira Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael. Yira Re'iyah, Lashon Re'iyah. It's Lashon Re'iyah Mirachoik. The Re'iyah, the Yira Hashem, the Re'iyah that we have, the Yira Hashem, the Yisrael of the Yira Hashem is the Re'iyah Lirachoik. To see the future, to know that there's an Asid. That's the Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu was in the process of not stam outside making a cholent. He wasn't a good yeshiva bach who knew how to make a good cholent. He was outside, it was Thursday night. And the maisa, what do you do? What does yeshiva bach do Thursday night? I'm after good cholent. So he's outside cholent, and if you make a good cholent, you give it to your roommates. He was out Thursday night making a cholent. Nein, Rabbi Yisai. He was out, took Rashi, he was making yizid adoshim. What was the Zid Adoshim? So Rashi Adoshim, because the sin of Nicham Aveilim. Nicham Aveilim is because that day Avraham Avinu was Nifter, and Adoshim around. And the Rambam is a Galgal Achoyz Ba'oilam Misa. And the Tafkid, what he was trying to do with the Zid Adoshim was not only just to Menachem Avel, but when Esau was coming from the Sodeh, to Oyev, Yaakov Avinu was trying to make Esau understand who God Alachoyz Va'atz Allah Va'alav Oyla. Avraham Avinu was Nifter. There's a Tafkin and Tachlis. There's an Asit. Avraham lived with that Asit, for that Asit, with the Einiklach. And now I'm making a Zid Adoshim to Menachem the Aveilim. The Nicham Aveilim, what's the Yisrael of Nicham Aveilim? So God, Achoyz Ba'olam, Mis is inevitable. But the Tafkid is the real, because Mis is inevitable, because this is not the Tafkid. The Olam Hazeh is not the Tafkid. The Tafkid is the next world. The tafkid is osit. But when he saw that Esav says, Haliteini no, Azovi a behema, who says Haliteini? Rashi brings from Chazal and Shabbos, Haliteini, pour it down. Rashi says, that's how you feed a gomel, a camel. Camel feeding. He wanted to be fed like a camel. Haliteini, pour it down. Esav put it on a plate, take a bowl, get a spoon, have a little etiquette. No, pour it down, like a behema. Esav is not even focused on the real Matzias. He's calling it Odoim. Esav, focus on what it is he doesn't want. He doesn't want to focus. He wants to be, because he's looking at the superficiality, at the excitement of red. The excitement of red, Rabbi say, represents Olam Hazeh. What Olam Hazeh is, the flashy, exciting, but it really is nothing, Rabbi. It's not the real thing. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. It's just an exciting, flashy taiva that at the end of the day doesn't really do anything for the person. Be'etzer. It maybe fills him up, but it doesn't give him real sustenance. Is when Yaakov saw that it was min ha'odoyim ha'odom hazeh, he saw that Esav was not focused. Yaakov was trying to see, is there anything left? We're holding by Nisus Avram Avinu, the Zaydeh, the God of Ador. We're holding by Nicham Avelu. We're holding by understanding that Avram's Gantz 11 was for the Tavkir of Asid. We're holding Zugad al Achoyzeb Oilem, Nicham Avelim, to understand that we're Nacham de Avelim, that the Be'etzim is going to a better place. He's going now to live out his real life. And what are you Isaac in? Ha'odoim, ha'odoim, the blood. The life in this world. The Michra Chayoim. Meduik me'oid now. Michra Chayoim, like today. Because you're living in the today. You're not living in the tomorrow. You're living Esav in the today. And since you're living in the today, you have no right to the Bechoyra. And you're not going to mechabit the Bechoyra. Because the ganze yisod of the Bechoyra, Boisai, is the Osit. Is the Osit. Is the Olam Haba. Is the Osit, Boisai. And this was the Shaka V'taya. And this was the Lechem Nezir Adoshim. That to Esav was Taka worth, it was worth Taka. Because if a person Taka lives in the Olam Hazer, Boisai, and he has no, and he's not focused on the Olam Haba, he's not focused for the Eke Tachlis, so Avad is worth more than Michya in Olam Hazer. Avad is a good to Michya. Avad is worth more than Michya. But if a person lives with the understanding that there's a tafk and a tachlis, there's a osi, there's miso, and the acharei miso, there's lakum the tchia, the emes the tchia, the esem tafkid, what a person's living for, a person's living for the osid. So then taka, the mechir is nishkein mechir, it's mamash a mekach tois, what are you selling? Belechem nezid adosh. But sometimes the boy said, that's the problem in this world, we have the shoychad, we're meshuchit. We don't see the MS. We don't see the Yira, the Re'iya. The Re'iya is blinded. As the Pasuk says, Ki ha-shoychad ya'aver einei chachomim v'salatim v'tzadikim. Shoychad can blind a person who mamish is a tzaddik, a chosid, a chochom, a pikeach, according to the Torah, as a kluger mensch. But the shoychad is ma'ad. The shoychad takes him away from us. The shoychad, mamish, the shoychad for anything. And everybody has a boysai, then a zira doshim. Everybody, every one of us have a zira doshim. We have that certain thing that Olam Hazeh, that shoychad, that blinds the ear of us. And Esav is not looking with the ear. Yaakovino shows proves that he's not looking with the ear on the choyna. He's looking for the zirat. He's happy with the bowl of soup. He's happy to live the life of Behema. Amela, he's not shayach to Bechoyra. He's not shayach to anything, Rabbi Esav. Ayiv es Esav, Bechoyra. Esav is mevazel to Bechoyra. And Be'emes, the Chofetz Chaim said this word all through Rabbi Yisrael. Hine yonon yichi hoylech lomus. V'lomus eli b'choyra. Frek the Eilek of Chofetz Chaim. The Gemara zogt in the Gemara says in Brochus, hey, zogt the Gemara says, if a person, the Yetzer is coming upon him, he's attacking him, he's mishachid him, what does he do? So the Gemara says three things. Yikra kriyashma, say kriyashma right away. I'm sorry, yilmot Torah, learn Torah. If that doesn't work, yikra kriyashma. If nothing's going, Rabbi Yisai, yizkalo yom ha-misa. He should remember yom ha-misa. If he remembers yom ha-misa, all of a sudden he thinks about yom ha-misa, that's going to stop him, that's going to take away the shoychad, the re'iyah, or what's yom ha-misa, Rabbi Yisai, lasad lavoy. That's what it is, that's the re'iyah. The re'iyah for lasad lavoy. That takes away that the shoychad of the taiva. I need this thing right now. I have to have it. Kayoim, give me the edoim. Give me that taiva. Give me it. Think about the osir. Yom Amisa. There's going to be a Yom Amisa. There's going to be a din v'cheshbon. What's Yom Amisa? Yom Amisa, not just Yom Amisa. Yom din v'cheshbon. Osir. What thing about your osir? You're giving up your osir for a bowl of Cheerios. The ganze osir. You got your future, the forever and ever. You're giving it up for a bowl of Cheerios. What is it already? What is the taiva? What is the excitement? The edoim, the flash, is it real? What's real about it? What does it do for the future? What does it give you? A pleasure that lasts less than a half a second? For what are you giving it up for? For eternity? Forever? That's the pshat in the Chazal. What's going on over here? If he's thinking about Yom HaMisa, so the Chazal say Yom HaMisa. So someone is saying pshat, that the pshat is, that this the Gemara says that Yom HaMisa all works is only after you tried with Torah, that you're in the right mind frame. You try Torah, you try, you're in the mind frame of Ruchni. So then, but if you stop, go straight with Yom HaMisa, it doesn't work, Rabbi Yisai. There are a lot of grave diggers out there, Rabbi Yisai. They're very frum. But the Almighty said, at the end of the day, it's a person worked on the Mahalach of Torah and Kriyashma, and he's not able to chap the chap. Then the Yodach Yom moves. But if it's time just to think about death, it's not enough. But early Olopian, the Chaz Chaim will say a gewaldig Yisoid, but I said, this is the Yisoid. Be'etzem, the Yisoid, why death, why Misa creates a machshava, why a person wants will stop from the Taivra, but I said, why does that do that? Because a person realizes, he has the choice, he realizes that what's going to be with the Osid, like we're saying now, what's going to be with the Osid? What's going to be with the future? But if a person doesn't really believe, or doesn't, is not aiming on the Indian of the future, so fakert. What does the Pasuk say? Eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow. Right? That's the part, that's what they say. It's a Pasuk also. There's a Pasuk as well also. People say, let's eat and drink it for tomorrow. If tomorrow he's going to die, so why is he eating, drinking, and be married? Forget. The tenets is that Misa doesn't automatically make a person become for good and from. Misa says that this world is going to come to a certain end. So if you believe in the afterlife, and if you believe there's a future, and if that's the ikkah, so then a person says, okay. But if a person believes hafuch, he doesn't believe in this, he doesn't think, there's no re'iyah to the asid, so he says just the opposite, I have to chap around. If taka, there's nothing left in this, so he has to chap around, so forget, eat, drink, and be merry. He doesn't believe in it, so avada, let me enjoy the nezid adoshim. Let me have a geshmak with the nezid adoshim. So the Chofetz Chaim shad with us. This is mamash the mahalav was saying that be'etzem there's no re'iyah, there's no cook for the future. There's no re'iyah. It's min ha'edoim ha'edoim hazeh that we're not looking for the MS. We're not looking to find the MS. So we can meshuchid, Rabbi Yisrael, we can very be meshuchid if we're just attracted to the flash, to the excitement, to the red. And we're not looking for the MS, we're not thinking about the future, we're not going on the future, Rabbi Yisrael, that we could chash v'sholom. That's why it was called Al-Kin Korosh Moy Edoim. Here's where he got his shtempel Edoim. When he had the opportunity, he had finally the opportunity. This was mamish, the last opportunity. And this is why Yaakov Dafka now said it. If this opportunity when he had, when Avram is Niftar, and this opportunity when he's been cooking the lentils, which is similar of Avelus, of Nichum Avelim, of Misa, of Asid, of Olam Haba, of afterlife. And what's he thinking about? Min ha'edoim, I need the red. I need the excitement of Oyoim. Yaakov, this is the most proper time to sell it, and it should be sold, and it's not a mechir b'toys. Because he taka, for him, it's taka worth it. The shoychad of Olam Hazeh is much more worth than the Olam Haba, Rabbi Yisai. But we can have a tiny Rabbi Yisai. L'maisa, it was a difficult nisoyin. Ve'esav, this was much a difficult nisoyin. He was at a stage where he just committed mirtzicha for the zorg in Arayis. He was at a stage where he was with mamish overpowered and overwhelmed by his yetzahara, by a person has to understand, this is the Yisoy Rabbi side, that he has koiches. And he has tremendous opportunity, and it could be his koiches is in different areas, but he has to know, he has to channel, if there's no yiro, if there's no re'iyah, if there's no yir shamayim, if there's no understanding, there's osid, you're not going to do anything with those koiches. It's just going to run dormant, Rabbi side. We just could add maybe just another knetch, Rabbi side, just another knetch that it's not, but the Bali Tosfos aired that Esav never had a prismila. He was supposed to have when he was young. He was all red. Yaakov Avinu said, "Wait." Yitzchak said, "Well, wait, because maybe he has a problem with the red conditioning. He's not well." Then he saw it was his natural color. So then he said, "You know, wait till 13 Yishma." And he never had a prismila, Rabbi Yisrael. That prismila, Rabbi Yisrael, is Mesa the Orla Salev. That channels the koyches of Yisai, especially in the Eden of Bris Mila, which is Goitzas Dam, Rabbi Yisai, Goitzas Dam, L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remove the Dam, Mesiras Nefesh, in order to channel, to make the connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is Mamish, this Yisai, that we're Moiti the Dam, which is this thing of the Taiva, of that thing for the tachlis of Olam Haba to connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisai. Esav never got that prismila, and memela. But for us, Rabbi Yisai, we have to understand our ganze levet is going to be that shoychad, Rabbi Yisai. We're going to have the shoychad, whether it's going to be a bowl of lentils, whether it's going to be a different type of taiva, a different type of thing, Rabbi Yisai, the shoychad, the yetzar doesn't let up. He's constantly shaking the Nezir HaDoshim in front of us, Rabbi Yisai. The only way to overpower the Yetzahara is with Yir HaShemayim, with the Re'ir, Rabbi Yisai. Yir HaShemayim, Re'ir. A person has to have that Re'ir, Rabbi Yisai. He can't. It's a very big Yisoy. People, Yir HaShemayim, they make a mistake. Always say Yir HaShemayim, people think it means, you know, the shuckling, the shaking. We always say Yir HaShemayim is the Re'ir. Yir HaShemayim is the Re'ir. Be cognizant of what's going on. To know what's happening. To know what's happening. To know that there's an Asid. We're living as Yidden, we know there's an Asid. There's a Sham, there's a place. There's another place, where's the better place, the real place. And not to live in the fantasy world. Not to live in the world of Sheker. Not to live in the world of Shoichat. Esav Mamish, Ushov Shabarosi Ba'olami. This is the Sheker Vishov. Because Esav is Mamish Meshuchid by that Taiva, that flash, Rabbi Yisai. The flash. And we have to get by it, Rabbi Yisai. We have to overcome it. with a real cork, a real cork, into with the MS of Boisai. This whole Olam Hazeh, they're flashing in front of us. We look around us, and say, so much of the flash, the billboards in America, all over the world, and say, you see these big, the big flash. Mamish, a big sign. Smoke Winston. Why should you smoke Winston? Because a cowboy with somebody next to him, and you know, why should you drink Coke? It's the real thing. And the advertising business, but say, it's a $1 billion business, not foolish. They put up an ad, a guy looks at it, and they know for a person seeing a big billboard, and if they make the billboard more attractive, more red, the guy gets all verkauft. Verkauft or what? He gets so verkauft, it's something crazy in the brain. He has to have ginger ale. He must drink ginger ale now. What happened? He was walking down the street, a big sign, ginger ale, Tempo ginger ale, just came out of the market, big sign with a picture of it, and the bubbles, and the ginger, and Mamish, all of a sudden, he goes to the restaurant, what do you want to drink, Shmuel? I have some ginger ale. What is ginger ale all of a sudden? What's up with ginger ale? He never ordered ginger ale, you don't even know what it is. He said, maybe I should say ginger kale, he's not sure. What is it? He saw a picture on the way, Rabbi Yisrael. You know how many thousands of children today, Rabbi Yisrael, are smokers? Why are they smokers? They saw the cowboy. They saw the cowboy. And he saw a big fan. His chest was open. He was on a horse. And smoke. And Imam said a thing on his mouth, coming out of his mouth. Some type of cigarette. If he's embedded, there was someone next to him who looked also attractive. And the person thinks, wow, it must be that if I have this in my mouth, I'm going to be like that. I'm going to be a cowboy one on a horse. Or even better, he's mamish. He must have on a weekend, he has to have what? A six pack. He must have a six pack. Michelob. Weekends were made for Michelob. He must have his Michelob. Where did he get that from? Why Michelob? Why drinking beer? He doesn't even like beer. It's sour. He drinks it, yeah. Ah, you don't even like beer. What are you doing? I don't know. I got this. I don't know. All of a sudden, I got this chay to drink some beer with my friends and chill. What was it? He heard a commercial. He heard the person said, the advertising business, Mamish Desach was it. They waved in the Zidat Doshim in front of us. And we're ready. We're ready to tell. The guy, he drinks beers. He's doing this. He starts smoking. He's eating. He's overeating. His whole life becomes meshuchad. For what? For a bowl of lentils. Because he can't see behind the picture. He can't see behind the picture. That there's nothing there. There's zero there, Rabbi Yisrael. It's empty. It's hevel v'rik. The whole business is advertisement is built on fake. Sheker. Total fakeness. There's no cowboy. There's no girl. There's not even a cigarette. It's a picture. It doesn't even look... It's crazy. And the whole entertainment industry, on my side, where they could put on a picture, a motion picture, and the guy's getting involved. The guy's getting involved. He starts to cry. Oh no. Minnie Mouse died. They walk out with tissues. You saw what happened to that guy. He got killed. You saw the Heinz ketchup on his shirt. Murdered in cold Heinz. And they're crying. The girl, you know, the man tries not to show. He walks out. Come on, you know, I'm a big guy. Wipes away the tear quickly. And his 100 packs of tissues they take to the theater. And what are they looking at? Everybody say it's dark. Dark like anything. No one could open up a light because then it would be seen. And the people are sitting there crying. The guy's dead on the floor. Don't you see? What are you crying over? He's dead. Can't take it. Shem Yerachim. It's mamish, and people are living at it. They're running there to look at it and find it. And it's all fake, Rabbi. It's one big fake. One big sheker. The whole thing, shek, the whole industry. Okay, and the guy's proud of it. He says, maybe I went down, I went to LA, to Hollywood. And I saw how they make things, the big buildings. And next week he's back in the theater. You just saw yourself, everything's in Babaja. He's back there again. Wow, you should have seen King Kong overcome the Empire State Building. Fool, you were just last week, you saw the shekel. But what are you running after with the Nazir HaDoshim HaBoisai? We lose our blinded by the Sheikhar of the Nazir HaDoshim HaBoisai. And that Nazir HaDoshim can mamish take us from place to place, addictions and overeating, and who knows where HaBoisai, all because it's the Sheikhar of the Nazir HaDoshim, we're blinded by the Re'ir HaBoisai. We're blinded by the Re'ir. We're blind in our Re'ir. HaSheikhar Ya'aver Eini Chachom Yisalaf Tivei Tzadikim HaBoisai. You should understand that's the Moi Moshe Rabbi Yisrael. The Moshe of the Nazir HaDoshim is not to Esav Rabbi Yisrael, only to Esav, it's to us. We have to learn to look past the Nazir HaDoshim, to understand there's an Osid. That's what Chanukah is all about. Neis Gadol HaYasham. You know, they train the dreidel once, they try to put a pay on it, but it doesn't work for the spin the dreidel. We have the shin, we have to get the shin in there. Sham Rabbi Yisrael. It's all about Chashmoinoyim, it's Sham, it's about there Rabbi Yisrael. Shemen, it's all about there. Shemen, it's Shom, it's Chashmoinoyim. It's all about Shom, Rabbi Yisrael. That they gave up the life. That was the fight with the Chashmoinoyim, with the Yevonim, Rabbi Yisrael. Yevonim about the bodybuilding. Olam Hazeh, build yourself up. Make them something, the goof, something. Promote the goof. Ki'il, the goof is going to exist. The goof rots, it becomes offer, Rabbi Yisrael. What goes up is in the Shoma. The Yehudi fights for the Yehuda, for the Ein of Shom, for Chashmoinoyim, for Shemen, for Shev, Shom, Neis Gadol HaYasham. We should be Zerch, Rabbi Yisrael, in the month of Kislev, when that was the fight of the Yevonim, Keneged Esav. Esav is Taka Rome. That's the Medina, Esav. That's those Medinas that promote the Nazir HaDoshim, Rabbi Yisrael. We should understand that. We should come out with a clear understanding that it's just one big fake. It's all about Neshama, Rabbi Yisrael, where the Midi Oisio is Sham. The Neshama is Sham, Rabbi Yisrael. The Neshama is Shach, the Sham. But that's our Ikka. Should be Zeicho Beis Hashem. And this month of Kislev, when we're Taka fighting this battle, the battle of Esav Keneged Yankov, the battle of Rome Keneged Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, the Tavkid is Sham. We should be Zeicho that Bekarov. Hashem should shower us and show upon us the Yenei Eskadol HaYasham. We should be served to see Mashiach as it came here. Amen. Amen. Amen.